Welcome back to Living Today, heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Once again, here's your host, Sharice Irons.
Welcome back, everybody, to Living Today. This is your host, CEO and founder of Irons Group LLC, Sharice Irons. And we're going to continue talking about brotherly love with Dr. Lamar Shields. Dr. Shields, are you still there?
I am still here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm excited. So I wanted to just go into some of the things that you're doing in the community. But one of the things that I loved about your book is that you had a few quotes and different things from different members of your group. And one of the ones that I really liked, it's right in right at the front of the book. And it says, amidst the chaos, I think your friend Steve Williams wrote this. It says, my mama gave birth to me, but mama didn't raise me. I was lost to the streets, so I grew up a little crazy with other bastard seeds and babies that the mean streets cuddled and showed love not received in the cradle. A bad baby boy, but none to the fault of my own. I was brought up in what some would describe as a broken home. I learned far more than most my age. I knew too much. I learned of gangs, guns, sex, drugs, drug dealing, and such. School couldn't motivate me. The streets gave me a rush. My faith was in the wrong place. I was chasing the bucks. I still hear tales of lives lost in the streets, and I feel fear and think it's amazing that I'm still alive and I'm still here. But I had my brothers, the only real friends that I've known. We fought to get through school. At times, we had to fight to get home. Sometimes we did things and knew that we knew were wrong, but overall we were each other's brother's keeper, so we kept each other strong. And everywhere we'd go, rest assured we'd leave no doubt. We liked to let the people know that chaos was in the house. We lost a few friends along the way, Karoy, Derek, Kurt, and Dre, bonds from my past that keep me strong today. Now I'm older, baby boy has grown into a man, and everything I own I've earned with my own two hands. Amidst the chaos, somehow it all came together. Experience is what makes a man, and mine have made me better. I'm now a husband and a father and a teacher of youth. My simple message, be a seeker of truth. Stephen Williams, original Chaos member. I thought that was so, so, so powerful when I read that. And initially, when you started the call, you said that you wanted to be able to serve. And so I wanted you to give us a little bit about some of the things that, you know, in your book, you talked about starting a Becoming a Man program when you were at Grambling State and being able to take an organization that appeared to lack some leadership and really discovering who you were as a leader. So can you just, talk a little bit about some of the things that you've done in your past in terms of serving and what you're currently doing now in the community with young men? And I want to say, you know, if I don't get a chance to say it, is that if you're out there and you're a young man and you need someone to mentor you or, you know, speak into your life, Dr. Shields is your person. So Lamar, can you just speak around some of those things for me, please?
Well, thank you for just reading that poem. It's interesting. It's so powerful when you hear people read it aloud. Steve is a special ed teacher. His background is special ed. He actually works at the great urban prep in Chicago. Shout out to Steve for the great work he's doing. Tim King is the founder of Urban Prep. If you're not familiar with Urban Prep, you must have been hiding under a rock. He's been on every TV show. It's a school in Chicago where 100% of those African-American boys have gotten accepted to college and they go to college. Well, Steve works there. Steve is a counselor. And so Steve is an educator and he focuses on some of the most challenging kids. But what's interesting, listening to listening to those words, I mean, rings so true. It's about it's about who we were and who we are and who we hope to be, the legacy that we leave for our children. And speaking of legacy, when I was at Grambling, the first program I created at Grambling State University was called Becoming a Man. And what's interesting, Barack Obama went on in his last term, he funded a program in Chicago called Becoming a Man. I had to call the guys like, yo, that was our name. You know, I didn't get into a whole fight about it because the fact that he's doing the work. But I was like, man, we've been using Becoming a Man since the late 80s and early 90s. But I created this program at Grambling State University where we came into, the United African American Man, which we're celebrating. We have an anniversary next week. I founded this organization. I recruited four men, five African American men to support me, and they all came from different areas. Rodney, Hank, Kevin Higgins, Derek Hicks, And so I recruited these guys to really, really work with me on an issue that was taking place on the campus. And the fraternities were, and people said, well, did you create it because you couldn't get into a fraternity? Like, listen, fraternities were coming after me. I have to tell people, be real clear, that was not the issue. My issue was on the campus that the fraternities were fighting one another. The Q's fighting, the Alphas fighting, the Kappas fighting, the Sigmas. And, you know, there's an African saying that says when two elephants fight, it's the grass that hurts the most. But there's also an African saying, Ethiopian saying, when spider webs unite, they can, when spider net, spider webs unite, they can tie up a lion. And I thought about that process. And so I decided to create a program called Becoming United African American Men, which is open to all men on the campus. It came out of an initiative called Distinguished Black Women that my good friend Tarlisha Williams started, and she's in Miami. And of course she said, you know, just like she said, all the guys keep saying, why don't I start an organization for men? But I'm not a man. She said, I think you're the perfect person to do it. So she had Distinguished Black Women out to start United African American Men. And out of United African American Men, we created this program called BAM. Well, we went into, now we had no training, Sharice. We were flying a plane and building at the same time. We had no training. We knew nothing about life coaching. Like, none of these words were in our, you know, we knew nothing about this. There was no self-help books that we thought, our self-help book was reality. And so we started working at group homes. We started working at some of the high schools. And we started mentoring before we even knew the word mentor existed.
Right.
We started mentoring these young men because we knew that they were going to be growing up and going to college or whatever. So we created Becoming a Man. And then when I moved to Baltimore and I started teaching at City College, I then took that concept and I created an organization called Umoja Sasa, which means Umoja Now. And I had an African studies group where we then took the Becoming a Man concept and then we went to high schools to then recruit high school students and we trained the high school students. I thought it was a great model.
Wow.
To then mentor the middle schools in their neighborhood. So if City College had a, if City College were a group of mentors and around the corner was a middle school, those high school students went into the middle school then to mentor. We did a whole tour of this. It was amazing. We got media attention. And so we sort of kept that moving. So everywhere I stepped in, I created this.
Wow.
Then we went a little larger and said, okay, let's start a school. So then we named the school after Paul Robeson. I tell folks, if you don't know who Paul Robeson is, shame on you. When you talk about one of the dopest lecturers, actors, entertainers, thespians, humanitarians, a guy whose passport was revoked, Paul Robeson was the dopest person that I knew. And I decided to name a school. David Miller and I named a school after him. We started
Dr. Schultz, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I just wanted to, you know, thank you for coming on this morning. And I wanted to say, you know, the show has, we really appreciate you coming on.
Oh,
and guys,
you.
If you want to learn more about Dr. Shields, you know, visit the Cambio Group or you can go ahead and get the book on Amazon. Thank you so much, Dr. Shields, for joining us. I hate to let you go, but we got to go. Have a great day, everybody.